The Women's March on Washington and in other cities the day after President Trump's inauguration has been called one of the biggest political demonstrations in U.S. history. Women and men and kids from all over the country marched on a variety of issues, like Black Lives Matter, health care, and of course, the environment. Kira Santiago was in Washington carrying a sign about changes at the Environmental Protection Agency.
Tell me what your sign says.
Trump's EPA, every polluter's ally. And then it has a bunch of smokestacks coming up.
Her mom, Teresa Brockman, explains.
We are farmers from central Illinois. We're organic farmers. We don't use any chemicals for farming, and chemicals are dangerous in the environment, and they hurt everybody. They get into the air and they get into the water, and we need EPA regulation. And we don't need to get rid of the EPA, which is basically Trump's putting everybody into positions that want to get rid of those departments.
Brockman and Santiago are worried about the appointment of Scott Pruitt as EPA administrator. As Attorney General of Oklahoma, he's currently suing EPA over the Clean Power Plan, has close ties to the oil and gas industry, and has been a vocal critic of the agency's reach. To get some perspective about what the EPA could look like under Trump's administration, we reached out to Christy Todd Whitman. She's a former Republican governor of New Jersey and was EPA administrator under President George W. Bush. She's been critical of Trump's choice of Pruitt to lead the agency, so I asked her about it.
Well, I was pleased to listen to his testimony in his confirmation hearing because I think he struck a more moderate tone during that. How far that goes remains to be seen, because at the end of the day, you serve at the pleasure of the president, and you were not elected anything. It was the president, so it's going to be his agenda. It's troublesome that there's a seems to be, and Pruitt is someone who seems to have accepted this, a distrust of the science. And science is behind everything that the agency does, as well as numerous other parts of the federal government. And the scientists are dedicated to preserving public health and protecting the environment. And so when you have a preponderance of scientists who agree on anything, you really need to listen to them. So hopefully going forward, we'll see more of that. I'm a little worried about that, shall we say.
Can an EPA administrator who's taken money from, has close ties to the oil and gas industry, be trusted to defend the agency's rules?
Well, he's in a very different position now. He's not running for office. He's not going to be running for office in the next year or two. He is an administrative appointee now. And so where he took money from before, given the state he was in and the issues he was pursuing, that's one set of issues. He should be able to separate himself from that. I mean, he's even said in his hearing that his personal beliefs and things like climate change don't matter. That his job is, as would be if he gets appointed, and I think he will, gets confirmed, is to protect human health and the environment as the administrator, and he doesn't have to worry about raising money to do that.
The Trump administration has gone forward with a platform of energy first. They say they'll cut regulations by 75% for the EPA. That means eliminating regulations for the auto industry, overturning the Waters of the U.S. rule, getting rid of the Clean Power Plan. When you started in the EPA, there was also a push to make the agency friendlier to business. What's different this time around in terms of what the incoming leaders are trying to do with the agency?
Well, it seems like almost a scorched earth policy with the agency. They just don't want anything to do with it. They'd do away with it if they could, and they probably will try. Short of actually doing away with it, they'll starve it for money. They'll won't allow them to hire any more people. They'll make life difficult for people who are there. At least it seems that that's one approach that they are thinking of taking. And given that, we're going to be in a bad place. And most people, if you ask them, will you sacrifice your health or the health of your children or grandchildren for a little extra money, when the alternative is not no more power? There are lots of other sources of power without having to put aside every protection that's been put in place to keep us healthy and keep the environment clean.
Let's talk a little bit more about regulations, because in Pruitt's confirmation hearings, he talked about the need to give states more power over environmental regulations, but he doesn't support California's efforts to reduce vehicle emissions, what they're doing as a state. As a Republican, what do you think of states taking the lead rather than the federal EPA? What should the agency's role be?
Well, frankly, as a former governor, I am a strong supporter of states' rights. But Mother Nature really doesn't care about geopolitical boundaries. So the role for the Environmental Protection Agency is to set the base of what is safe. This is the minimum that you can expose, to which you can expose people and have them still be safe and healthy. If the state wants to go beyond that, then they absolutely should be allowed to do that, in my opinion. But they shouldn't go below. Because you have to remember, EPA has access to scientists, a depth of knowledge that most states can't afford. They just don't have it. It's not they don't want to or don't understand it. They just can't afford it and don't have access to it. EPA does, and that's why it is so important to keep that scientific basis behind everything that's done to ensure that we do know what the minimum acceptable parts per billion is in water or in air that we can tolerate as human beings and still have healthy lives. But if a state wants to go beyond, I have always said I believe they should.
The EPA has been asked not to speak with the media, not to put out any information publicly. You know, as a former head of the EPA, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm not comfortable at all with the overall attitude of the administration toward the press. When a spokesperson for the administration talks about alternate facts, that's a scary thing. You don't see that in this country. That's not what we're about. We're about facts. We're about truth. We're about honesty. At least we used to. We are.
When it comes to the federal government, what kind of, besides voting in an election, what kind of recourse can people have when it comes to EPA policies or rules?
Well, I was never prouder of being a woman than I was last weekend when you saw the women's marches. That's the kind of thing we can do. I mean, people need to remember, the Environmental Protection Agency was established in 1970, signed into law by Richard Nixon, a Republican working with a Democrat Congress. That was a time when there was a whole lot of bad stuff happening in this country. We had race riots in our cities. We had anti-Vietnam riots on our college campuses, kids shot by National Guard. You had a whole lot of things going on. And it wasn't because the brains in Washington suddenly decided, well, there's nothing really else we need to worry about. Let's do something for the environment. It's because the public stood up and said, enough already. We've had it. We don't like that rivers suddenly burst into flames. We're tired of being told that this is a bad air quality day, stay inside. We don't like seeing our land turned into a garbage dump. And Rachel Carson wrote The Silent Spring, and that concentrated the attention of the Congress and the president. And they moved forward and established the Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Air Act, the Safe Drinking Water Act, the Clean Water Act. These were things that happened because the public demanded it, and we just need to remind ourselves of that.
That was Christy Todd Whitman, former EPA administrator under George W. Bush. There's more of this conversation on our new podcast, Trump on Earth, where we're looking closely at what's happening with environmental policy under President Donald Trump. Episodes are at trumponearth.org.